I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Despite grave concerns over a worsening human rights situation in Iran, a Connecticut-based organization that documents human rights violations there supports President Obama's nuclear agreement. Rod Sanjabi is executive director of the New Haven-based Iran Human Rights Documentation Center. He calls the nuclear deal necessary because it would lift broad economic sanctions, which he says have had a crippling effect on the Iranian people.
High inflation and high unemployment, which are partially a result of government mismanagement and they're partially chronic problems, are indeed exacerbated by the sanctions regime. I'm of the belief that they have significantly hampered the revival of civil society in Iran.
He does not think, however, that the deal would improve the steadily deteriorating human rights situation. Iran is on track right now to roughly double last year's number of executions.
There are already roughly 700 executions that have been carried out since January 1st. It works out to something like one every 6 hours or so.
Sanjabi says it's important for people outside Iran to understand that they cannot do much to improve human rights inside the country.
And the Iranian people can, but at the same time, they shouldn't expect things to change overnight. And they should not point to, you know, certain violations of human rights or other activities by the Iranian government to try to sabotage the ratification of the deal, because that is counterproductive.
The Iran Human Rights Documentation Center gathers testimony from witnesses, political prisoners, lawyers, and relatives of dissidents and journalists in Iran. The material is used for research and education. Diane Orson, WNPR News.